game yesterday, the Houston game. Great game for our organization, for our fans, and for the players. There was a lot of different people that stepped up to contribute to the victory yesterday. In no particular order, Correll Buchalter played great for us, rushing the ball and receiving, scoring two touchdowns. Brandon Lloyd and Jabbar Gaffney made some plays for us in the passing game. Certainly Tim Tebow did a great job for us yesterday in leading our offense. Brian Dawkins and Wesley Woodyard, both of them had 9 tackles each to lead the team. So those guys contributed, and Saquon Thompson at the end with a big interception to end the game. But maybe of all those things, when you're standing on the sidelines in the game, our fans were absolutely fantastic yesterday. That the energy, the noise that gave our team a lift in the fourth quarter, that environment in Invesco was outstanding. So they had a huge hand in our success late in the game also, and we're grateful for that because we've got great fans here in Denver and they support us. Defense started out, they started out the game well, 2-3 and outs. And then in the second half, they really went to work. 2 field goals in the third quarter, no points in the fourth quarter, and a 2-point interception in the 2-minute drive to stop it. Just a great job. They were 1 of 8 on third down. Our defense in the last 4 weeks has been outstanding on third down, the top in the NFL in the last 4 weeks. I believe the stats say that they're 13 of 49, which is 26%. And that's outstanding for our defense to be able to accomplish that and to lock in each week and give ourselves a chance, particularly on third down, which is a huge down in the NFL. And they held the NFL's leading rusher to 91 yards. And that's a lot of work against that offense and as potent as their run game has been all year. The offense, we started out slow in the first half with the interception after moving down the field, but then punting a little bit. But that second half, we had 4 drives of 80, 71, 69, and 72 yards with 3 touchdowns and a field goal. And that gave us an opportunity there. I thought they did a great job. We had a bunch of explosive plays, which we needed and haven't had as much. We got that done, and it gave us a great chance. And special teams, I thought, was just outstanding yesterday. They had 1 drive. 9 of their 10 drives started outside of their 20-yard line. So they had to move the whole field in the whole day, whether that's kickoff or that's punt. They did a great job. And, I just thought we did a great job as far as pinning them back and making them have to go on a long field, not giving them a short field. We certainly still have things to work on, and we'll do that. On offense, we need to start out a little bit faster. We didn't want to start out as slow as we did, but we found a way to turn it around. And defensively, we need to get them in more third down situations because we're obviously playing very, very well on third down. But other than that, it was a great victory for our team, our coaches, our organization, and it was a lot of fun. Great football game to watch.
No Sean status?
No Sean, just banged up, still the same ribs. Got rolled up a little bit, and we'll take it day by day as we go through. Just going to try and get him healthy again and let him go. He started out well.
Could he have came back in the game yesterday?
He could have. He was on the sidelines. He was ready to go the whole time. But Buck was kind of going a little bit, and Lance was playing well. And sometimes when those guys get rolling, you just kind of roll into guys that are kind of feeling it at that point in time.
What about Champ? Do you have any feel for him?
He's sore. It's a bruised heel. Is what we know at this point in time. His status going forward, though, we don't have anything on right now.
Same thing he had earlier?
Yeah, it's the same foot and the same injury he had earlier in the year. So we'll just wait and see, Jeff, as we go further in the week.
Any concerns as far as mindset, making sure the guys don't get into the offseason a week too early?
Mike, this group of guys has incredible character. And that doesn't concern me. I believe this group is going to come to work and prepare for the San Diego Chargers just like we've done every week this season. And in the last 3 weeks that I've been the head coach, they have done everything I've asked them to do, and I wouldn't expect anything different. And I think, yesterday's game showed our resolve as individuals, as a group, what a group can do when they come together, and I expect this group to come out and work hard.
How do you watch the tape of Tebow? What's your evaluation or maybe closer evaluation of his performance? How much he progressed from week one to two.
There definitely was progress. I mean, he got much better. He made plays. He scrambled and did some things. He threw the ball well, got the ball down the field. And Lindsey, he continues to keep developing. That's what it is. The more he plays, the better he'll get. The more experience he has, the more situations he sees. Everything wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect. But he'll get up there and he'll look at the tape and he'll get better from those things and we'll get better from him. And the more he's in there, there's something about that guy when he's out there running around, you just never know what's going to happen.
I'm sorry? He'll be your starter on Sunday.
He will be a starter on Sunday.
Is it tough for you as coaches in that
public wants him to be so good so fast, and that there may be a process and all that?
Jeff, I wouldn't say frustrating. It's a process for any young player that's developing into this league. And he's making progress all the time. And that's all we can ask right now. He'll continue to get better and better. And the more experience he gets, we all want him to be really, really good right now, because that's for all our benefit, you know, the better he is right now. But he works as hard as any person I've ever been around in this game. And the limits are, you know, I don't know what they are right now, but I know this. He's going to work as hard as he can every day and at everything that he needs to fix to give himself and his team a chance to win football games.
Eric, everybody's trying to project what he will be. How would you describe him right now, his skills as an NFL quarterback, the good and the bad?
I mean, there's every player has good and bad things. Tim is developing. There's things we're working on all the time. There's things that he's going to get better, just like I said, with experience in the game. I mean, he's going to get better at things this week than he was better at, than he didn't do so well maybe 2 weeks ago. That's the natural progression of things. As guys see things, I think Tim is developing. Tim is doing all he can. We're doing all we can to help him. And now the players are rallying around him too. And that's all that's going to play into it. As far as what he is, I mean, we just think he's going to keep getting better and better. And let's not limit that. You know, we'll see what it goes. Just keep getting better every week.
Some of the things he does when he's under center, you know, he was in the shotgun a lot in college, and he was double clutching or even fumbling the snap. During the week of preparation, do you or does he focus on the simplest of things like that, or is the game plan too much and that's not something to, you know, focus on working on right now?
All those little things are things we talk about all the time. Him getting out from under center, if he's underneath the center, the shotgun snap by JD to him, what the cadence is, how the cadence works. Every position has those little details, and none of those details are too little for us. We talk about those things all the time because in this game, a step the wrong way, a false step, those things make a big difference. And so we continue to emphasize the little things, and we will going forward. That's the only way. That's what coaches do. That's what we have to do. That's our job.